Many bushfire-affected towns are now confronting the task of rebuilding. It is an overwhelming challenge understood by the Huon Valley community in southern Tasmania. Fire swept through that area a year ago, destroying homes and damaging businesses. And as Sarah Sedgie reports, the toll from the fires is still being felt.
Winemaker Jim Chaddo knows what it's like to have a bushfire threaten your home and livelihood. A year ago, he lost his entire crop of grapes when fire swept through the Huon Valley.
Financially, it's had a big impact on our small business. We'd already spent the money on growing the grapes, so we had to sort of walk away from our crop for the year.
While his financial losses were big, he counts himself lucky after watching what's happened in other regions this fire season.
The main thing for us is it's delayed us by a year, maybe 2 years, in investing further in our business and growing our business.
Not only were wineries affected by the Huon Valley fires, but with roads closed, tens of thousands of tourists disappeared too. Alex Erowa is the CEO of Destination Southern Tasmania.
The day visitors that are coming down from Hobart would be spending in the in cafes, spending in petrol stations, spending in pharmacies, spending in many of the small businesses down there. So there was a real flow on economic impact to all of those businesses.
The current bushfire season is again wreaking havoc on small businesses, particularly in summer tourism strongholds. Gabby Walters is an associate professor in tourism at the University of Queensland. She says when communities are ready, they need to make it known they're again open for business.
We know through our research that Australians are very altruistic and they respond well to those appeals for help. The businesses really need to communicate to these tourists that they're ready to welcome them because some destinations just might not be, emotionally or physically.
Even regions not directly in the path of bushfires have been feeling the impact. In the New South Wales Hunter Valley, winemakers are worried their grapes have been tainted by smoke and tourist numbers and cellar door sales have dropped. Alastair Tullock is a grape grower and winemaker.
Particularly some of our growers who supply fruit to us that were in some of the worst affected zones, we've really unfortunately seen crops have been completely lost within our own community and grape growers that I know. I was really surprised to hear just how upbeat and optimistic they were about the situation, given, you know, they can see on from the news coming in from other wine regions and other parts of Australia where people have lost everything. So they at least know they can fight for another day.
And he has another concern about the future of his industry and others that rely on the land.
We're really starting to see economic losses caused by climate change and the influence that it has on Australian agriculture and our ability to continue producing food and producing wine and producing things off the land is diminishing.
Back in Tasmania's Huon Valley, fellow winemaker Jim Chaddo has also had plenty of time to think about climate change.
We as a family and a business have got a really great appreciation for how this now impacts a community. I certainly believe this has got a lot to do with climate change. I live that every day as a farmer for the last 30 years, and I think we really need to focus on that and see what we can do to mitigate that into the future for future generations.
Winemaker Jim Chaddo.